inner hall of life.
We come around, everything shut down like you was in La Marina also.
You've just rewinded our conversation because the entire first half of the podcast is gone.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it again like brand new.
Yeah.
A quarter.
Not too bad.
A great deal.
It's the first half of the story.
Yeah. So welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising.
Revisited.
Podcast. Revisited. Redone. Remix. I'm Sam.
I'm Shanika.
And we are Slam Pow Productions. So if you're following us for the or if you're listening for the first time, it's a podcast about sex, love, and dating from two black millennials homing it up in New York City. Bam.
Polyamorous.
Yeah. Did I say that?
No, but that's fine.
Oh, okay. That's a good, yeah, that's a key element to the story. We are polyamorous.
That's us.
That be us. You can listen to us on SoundCloud. You can listen to us on iTunes. And you can listen to us on Stitcher. And all of that will be available at Inner Hoe Uprising. SoundCloud.com/InnerHoe Uprising. No spaces. iTunes, just look for Inner Hoe Uprising. Hoe spelled with an E because we're excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Stitcher, Inner Hoe Uprising. Leave us reviews. We're not going to read them on the show unless they're like super cool. But
some of them are nice.
Please just leave us reviews.
Yeah. No, it's me, the validation.
Yeah. A couple of shout-outs. Shout-outs to the people who have been giving us music for the show.
Yeah.
We have, we've featured songs from She Real, Colored Girls Hustle.
Hey, hey.
Superlative Saint did a song with Diverse Concept, and that was on last week's episode, and I was all fucked up with my mind blown.
I'm fucked up. That's the real me.
We've got a song by Chad Buffa, and this week we'll have a song by Innate. It's lit. Give us songs. Any genre.
Yeah.
Fuck it up.
Thank you so much, guys.
Fuck it up. Yeah.
I really love that people are sending us music. It makes me feel very, like, endearing.
I gotta beg these people for their music.
You know what?
No one is willingly sending music. Aww. I'm just like, can I use this, please? And some of them are like, yeah, whatever. And some of them are like, yeah. And then they don't respond.
Oh, no. Never mind. I romanticized that whole process.
You all suck. But thank you. Just kidding.
Psych.
Yeah, exactly. So, our first segment...
We should say what today's episode is about.
Okay.
Today's episode is about cuffing season.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
We won't even get into it now, but if you want to listen to that, you know, skip 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Just go for
just
it.
Do it.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. So, our first segment of the day. Fuck it. I think that's what it's called. I'm not even looking at my stuff anymore.
I waited for you to say it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
And this is where we talk about our current events.
Yeah, either our current events personally in our sex lives.
Yeah, or worldly current events.
Or the lives of other people.
Exactly.
Nations, even.
Nations.
Same category.
All right, so do we want to start with our current events?
Yes,
yeah, we've already done this whole conversation,
no, that's
guys.
Good.
Bear with us.
Let's, let us begin with the Samus.
Okay, so after a week of being curved, so you guys might have listened to last episode. If you didn't, really tried to have sex with this guy in a drunken state. I did way too much. I did not get the sex that I intended to get.
Mm.
And that was the beginning of my week of curvature.
Curvature, I think of, the curvature of a dick.
It was a, you know what I mean?
Curvature.
I was gonna say it's a full circle, but there's no circular dicks out there. But you know if there are. Holler at
me. No, ducks. There's a particular duck penis that's spiral and pointy.
Who wants that?
Or it's a cat dick. I'll get back to you guys about
this. It sounds so painful.
It is.
It sounds
so painful.
Painful
sex. It's so that the female can't get away.
My God.
It's bad.
It's rape with a fucking screwdriver dick?
Yeah, but you know, that's not the energy
we need.
Who wants
that? No, we gotta bring it back up. We gotta bring it back
up.
Me being curved. All right, so it was like that. No, okay, so the day before that, on Thursday, I gave this cute guy my number at a party. I didn't think he was that cute. He was cool. He could dance.
He was moving up the
storm. I fucked with his movements.
I feel like when I'm at a party and there's like that guy dancing really hard.
That's the guy.
He's the guy.
That's the guy I like. So he asked for my number and he was like we left the party at like 4 a.m. I went to the party with Shanika. Shut up, phone. And he tells Shanika to go away to ask for my number or whatever because we're about to get in the cab. And he takes my number and he's like, text me when you get home. And then I texted, I was like, hey, I'm home, hope you got home safe too, or whatever.
He didn't
Never
care.
Texted me back.
He just did not. I don't even know. Maybe how, like, I didn't see him, like, exchanging numbers with other people. Like, he didn't seem like he was flirting with other people.
God knows. That's why we gotta do an episode about being curved, because it's just like...
It should be the next episode.
I love you, Sam!
Nothing. Nothing. But, one, nowhere.
No, you don't. Yeah. My dry pussy.
Not this vagina.
Not today.
Not in my vagina, like NIMBY. Not in my vagina.
Okay. So that happened, so that was Thursday, and then Friday I tried to fuck that kid who I wanted to fuck a month ago, and it didn't happen. And then... I guess, like, Sunday or Monday, I got into a texting situation with this man, and I, like, vaguely said, let me come over, give me the pussy, what's up? He stopped responding. Then he, I didn't really say it that outright or whatever, but I kind of, like, made reference to, like, I will come to your house and give you sex, or we will have sex. And then he stopped responding, and then, like, 48 hours later, he's like, what's your Instagram? And I gave him my Instagram, and then he hasn't hit me up since.
Oh, no.
So he's like, she's ugly.
That means that he just...
But he followed me, though.
So it's then, lit. What is he doing? Maybe he feels bad that he didn't text you back, and, like, kind of the more time that passes, the harder it is for him to reach out.
But I actually put a thing out there, because, you know, like, when you go on somebody's Instagram or whatever, you're, like, doxing them for information. Like, is she crazy or whatever? Mm-hmm. So I was like, have you thoroughly doxed me yet? He didn't respond. So maybe he hasn't thoroughly doxed me.
Oh, gosh. This guy.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I want to have sex with that guy, though. I also want to feature him on the podcast, because I thoroughly doxed him, and he has, like, a cool short film, maybe it's not a short film. I don't know. He has a cool film coming up that's, like, about sex, love, and dating.
Okay.
For black people.
I like that.
Yeah, so.
I like that. I fucks with that.
I'll have sex with him and, I fucks with that. I have sex with him and, put him on the podcast. But he doesn't know any of that yet. Yeah. Okay, and then, around Wednesday night, got completely naked on FaceTime, ready for a good old FaceTime sex situation, and got curved by, spoiler alert, my boyfriend. It was a very rough week for Samantha. I couldn't get sex in any way, in any medium. Couldn't get a phone call, couldn't get a text, a sex, nothing.
Nothing.
It was dry.
Sculpture.
Poetry, sculpture.
Architecture, nothing.
I wouldn't even masturbate with myself. It was done, it was over. Yeah, so that happened. But then Friday came around, hit up Tinder Thursday night after How to Get Away with Murder, got a kid to fucked him. And it was a good time.
Hey.
It was a good Friday. Won't say anything about the sex, but this particular person was very interesting because he was so honest. So this was my first sex post-podcast. So this particular person actually did listen to the podcast. He listened to the episode about fuckboys. Make it seem like I'm telling you this for the first time.
It's just the way you're saying it is so, like, I was impressed by your memory, really.
I'm trying.
Because it's exactly the same way. I'm like,
it's
wow.
Weird. It's like Groundhog Day. Like, no one else knows. You're just living in your,
just over
living
and
your
over.
Life. Yeah, exactly. What a sad existence would that be if I had to talk about this one particular time, having sex with this one particular person over and over again.
That'd be your, like, yeah.
Personal purgatory. Yeah, so let me look at my phone, because afterwards, I got really high at his house, and then afterwards I was just like, I have to recount all the details, but I don't want to forget, so I just wrote it all on my my notes.
Ooh, notes.
Yeah, notes, just gotta say things to make it interesting. All right, so he listened to the podcast or whatever, and, like, while we were talking, for the brief time that we did talk, he kept saying, like, so you like honesty, but he wasn't being very honest. Well, he's very honest about some things, but he wasn't honest about other things. So I get to his house and he's playing a whole bunch of Wiz Khalifa, and it sucks. It sucks ass. But I'm not going to be like, you have to turn it off or whatever, because when I play music, it's just Afrobeat. I'm not trying to fuck you to Afrobeat.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. It's like it's too much effort.
It's too fast.
It's like
you might pop a blood vessel.
Oh, have you ever like fucked to a rhythm of a song? Oh,
that's always so weird when that happens.
It's a little uncomfortable.
I feel so corny.
It's like too meta. It's like, okay, all right, we're like, it takes me out of the moment.
Yeah, this isn't a soap opera. This isn't a fucking bad episode of, I don't know, Scandal. Whatever. I couldn't think of a show.
Oh, Scandal.
That's never happened in Scandal. Hopefully it never does.
Never ever.
Because you know Shonda Rhimes loves listening to our podcast.
Oh, Shonda.
And pulling ideas.
Tune in. So yeah, Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, so. So this Wiz Khalifa song is on or whatever, and it sucks ass, but I'm not gonna be like, turn off your trap music. He's like rolling a couple of J's, and as he's rolling the J's, he starts singing to the song, and I think the song is like, I don't fuck with fake niggas. And then he puts his remix on it, and he's like, I don't fuck with fake niggas, and she don't fuck with fuck boys. And then, like, so we smoke the J's after that or whatever, or the J. And I get mad high because I'm a lightweight or whatever. And all of, like, the realization comes to me that he is, in fact, a fuckboy. Like, yeah, exactly. His fade comes to mind or whatever. And the fade comes into focus.
The V-neck brightens up.
Exactly, the V-neck brightens up.
He's wearing those gray sweatpants.
The fact that he's listening to Wiz Khalifa becomes apparent. It's just all fucked. He's, like, smoking weed in his mom's house. He's like, oh, my God, he lit, like, 5 candles.
He had a procedure.
He had incense going. He, like, had a towel underneath or whatever, and he, like, blew through fucking water bottles that were stuffed with air fresheners. I was like, they know you smoke weed, man. Like,
it smells too nice down here.
They already smell it. And he's like, blow it out in the window. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'll play along, whatever. Yeah, so, like, we're about to, like, do it or whatever, and then I just start laughing. I'm like, you are a fuckboy. Yeah, so that all happens. And then before, this is where his weird honesty comes into play. He's like, ah, yes. And his dishonesty at the same time. So he, like, rolls the J's, and then he goes to get the laptop for the quote-unquote Netflix. Oh. because he lured me, quote-unquote, to his house with the prospect of watching Gotham on Netflix, which, I mean, we both knew I was coming there for sex.
We're gonna fuck. Maybe we'll have a nice little chat. Oh. Some dirty talk during, but that's about it.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't have to like OD finesse it. Like, I was already at your house or whatever. So he goes to get the laptop.
And you pretend it's hard.
Exactly. Oh. He goes to get the laptop, and then, like, one of the tabs that he has open says, how to get a girl to like you without really trying.
Middle school.
I point to it, and I'm like, because I snort, because I'm a bitch or whatever. And then he's like, it'd be like that sometimes. And that was, like, his honesty. He's like, yeah.
Which I appreciate.
It does be like that sometimes when you're, like, 12.
But although recently I was Googling how to get an older man to... Like, I was doing the same thing, but with more adult situations.
Yeah. We're all just 20, 12-year-olds. Yeah. Just running around. Just not knowing what
doing
the fuck
our
we're
best.
Doing. Yeah. And then I see a tab that says my name, and it's, like, Samantha Bleep. And I'm like, okay, well, that's my Facebook. So I'm like, why is there a tab with my name to open it up? And he's like, I tried to find you. I did.
I tried to look.
Yeah. He's just very honest.
Open
whatever.
The treasure map.
The treasure map, and I'm like, well, you know, I found you too. What I didn't tell him is that I sent a picture of his Facebook to my boyfriend, and I sent him my location.
Notify the FBI.
Just in case. Just in case I'm under his house at this moment.
Oh, God. Yeah. Even if you never hear from me.
This
is who killed me. Hopefully we fucked. If not.
Hopefully I got the dick before I died. That's how I want to go out.
How we all want to go out.
Yeah. So that happens or whatever. And then I'm like, okay, well, this kid's pretty honest. But then the dishonesty comes when he goes on Netflix. And then, I'm just tuning him out because there's too much Wiz Khalifa. Whatever. I'm just like, where's the weed? I'm tuning him out.
Where the weed at?
And he, like, starts murmuring. I'm like, I guess gotta check back in. Gotta know what you're saying if you're gonna put your penis in me in, like, 10 minutes.
I imagine this sounding like a hurricane. Like,
no, it's just like...
Or just a hub of several months.
It was like the Charlie Brown parents, like, wah, 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 wah. Just like, oh, are you saying something?
Parents don't say anything in cartoons.
Nope. But they say doesn't matter.
Didn't even fucking pretend Charlie Brown.
So, yeah, he starts saying, oh, yeah, sorry, I apologize. My Netflix doesn't work down here, you know, because sometimes the Wi-Fi. In my head,
sometimes.
I'm like, if it didn't work down here right now,
it's
when the
worked.
Fuck would it ever work
it's
down
never
here?
Worked.
Like, you didn't have to, like, that was just a waste of 5 minutes where I had to check you out and, like, keep looking at my phone and shit like that.
It's awkward. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is uncomfortable.
Like,
yeah.
Just say, do you still want to watch Gotham?
We could have just started smoking the weed.
Exactly. Got into the conversation, then went for the
exactly,
moves.
Exactly. We didn't have to do that whole weird Netflix pretext thing.
Imagine he was like, it was theater for him.
he's like, let me put on a show.
He's an aspiring actor. Let me invite these women over and pretend my Netflix doesn't work. But deliver it this way, this
time. The trap. That's his trap house. His personal trap house. His fake Netflix stories. Yeah, so then after it's all said and done or whatever, after we fuck, I'm just like, so... So did the Netflix never work down here? And he's like, nope. And then... when we were texting or whatever, like, I guess Chinese food came up, and I actually thought that I was going to get some Chinese food. And I'm like, so, you know, you said you were going to get me Chinese food. And he was like, that was never in the plan. No.
It's like once you've, like, you've captured the bad guy or something, and you're having that moment where they're just explaining their whole... their whole thing.
And I could have gotten away with it, too.
Exactly.
It wasn't for you, Samantha, and your wet vagina.
Except you got away.
I cannot tell lies. Like in Harry Potter, Professor Umbridge, I cannot tell lies.
Everyone is so fucking forthcoming once they've been caught.
Exactly.
Like, leave it to a mystery. Like, stay a legend.
And then I say, so he listened to the podcast. So then I say, so are you going to listen to the podcast after this? And he's like, after this? No. And then he's like, no, I meant not right after this moment.
Not immediately.
Yeah, not immediately like after that. This moment. But, you know, maybe.
He's never listened
maybe
to it.
Never listen to it ever again.
Fuck him.
Not that I care about him particularly listening to it, but the more people who listen, the better.
Yeah, no,
share
totally.
Share this with your friends, guys.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone you know.
Yeah, so I think that was, like, the extent of that or whatever. If anyone cared, I think one person asked me, did you text that fuckboy and say sorry? And I did text him, and I did say sorry. Or the exact things I said. And this is from last episode when I followed a man drunkenly around a party.
His response? He was so chill about it.
He's never cared about anything. I don't know him, but I get the inkling that he's never given a fuck.
64 unread text messages.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, the drunken things that come back to you.
64 unread.
Why would it be 64 unread text messages?
You have to be planning.
You have to purposely not be reading your text. I said to the other kid from last week, hey, just wanted to say sorry about the other night. I was way too drunk, thirsty, and disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And he responded 5 hours later, it's all good. And he didn't even put a period, guys.
It should have been like, it's all good. It's always been good. It'll always be good forever.
This person was like, who this? What happened last night? What am I? Who are you?
Maybe he doesn't
know. What's the
meaning
of life? It's just a current existential crisis or whatever.
He's having a rough time. Made out with too many women. He's like, wait, but I didn't go home with any of them. What did I do?
How did I fuck up that hard? I have mono and not even a good time.
Oh.
No, he doesn't have mono.
Oh, poor guy. It means we all have mono.
The collective mono.
All the listeners.
You now have mono if you're listening. All right. I feel like that's it.
Yeah. All right. No, yeah. That's a good... Wasn't there something else that he said? No.
What? About what? The honesty of it all?
No. No, I think recaptured it.
Oh, the other... Oh, the that's different moments?
Yeah, those were amazing.
Okay, so as he's listening to the podcast through text, he says, y'all different. So that was, like, the first that's different moment. And then, so, personally, I don't suck penis that's not my boyfriend's without a condom on because I don't want to bring home chlamydia.
Yeah.
Hey, but happy
no
birthday,
one needs
your chlamydia.
That.
No, no one needs that. So I'm like, do you want head? Because I just offer head. It's a good time. I'm like, do you want head? And he's like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, do you have condoms? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then he just, like, looks at me like, so you're going to give me head? Like, reaching for the condoms. And I'm like, well, I'm not gonna suck it without the condom on. And he's like, you're not gonna suck it without it on or whatever. And I'm like, no. And he's like, you're gonna suck it with it on. And I'm like, yeah, that's the only other option. It's not gonna be like midway on or whatever. And he's like, that's different.
It's like one of those like fourth grade logic things where it's like, if Jenny has this many apples, if this gentleman has a condom on, will Sam suck his dick?
Find out on the next episode, Dragon Ball Z. Spoiler alert, I did suck his dick. Condom was on. Yeah, so he's like, that's different. I'm like, okay, this guy says that's different a lot. But then I still sucked it anyway, and it wasn't like the best head because I had such cotton mouth. So like, I couldn't even get the spit at like the shaft.
There's
like,
not
I'm not gonna get chlamydia from the shaft. I want to give you some love down there, man. But it just
it's rough. And even when you try to drink waters,
I was sipping water throughout.
It never helped.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Oh.
So that was rough. And then there was some point where I was like. This podcast is so disgusting. I was, like, squatting on his dick. So I was just riding his dick regular or whatever, if you can visualize that. Like, if you're just sitting on the dick, like, not squatting. not squatting on it. And then I'm like, that's boring. Mix it up. So I start squatting, and he, like, gives me, like, a not bad face. Like, oh, a downward
Versatile.
Like, he tilts his head to the side. There you go there. I'm like, why the fuck are you looking at me like that? And he's like, nothing. That's just different. This thing's going to be so pleased with himself. The fucking first 15 minutes of the podcast. And then, so that was, like, the third that's different moment. And then afterwards, we're just, like, shooting the shit or whatever, and I'm talking about the fact that I'm in an open relationship and polyamorous, and he's like, man, you're different.
Just overall.
Yeah, so he was just, like, very, I don't know. That was a first.
Maybe he thinks that's your first name, you know?
That's different. That's like, different, Samantha.
That's Sam.
I'm about to change that to my name.
Different. I was gonna say your last name, but I can't.
Nah, different bleep. Yeah, so that's it.
Oh, good times. Good times.
It was fun. Yeah.
Well, I guess in my life. Mm-hmm. Well, so there were three fuckboys that I said I would. Rotation. I said I would never talk to ever again. And then we meet up with one for a business meeting. And he still looks good to me. I thought he had, like, a shave of his head and looked stupid. I passed him briefly somewhere, and I'm like, wow, he's looking like a father. Like, he just looked really fatherly, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It looked like he had sideburns.
Mutton chops.
Maybe I just imagined them. It's like a filter I have in my mind.
Fuckboy filter? These become ugly. What's the ugliest thing? Sideburns. His brain automatically gives it to him. Yeah.
So, yeah, so we meet with him, and it's like, brief. It takes, like, a really long time to get to this cafeteria that we go to. And he's, like, there, and I don't know. And then we hug in the elevator, and then it's all over. And it was all so brief and strange and just weird. Because later in an email, I don't know how to even go into this, claimed me as his, like, is someone who has learned from him, but he was like, Shanika was my this. And I'm like, I wasn't your intern, man. Yeah. I was your coworker.
Just putting some ownership where very strange. There needed to be.
That's fuckboy number one. Fuckboy number two texted me and was like, hey, just checking in. And I was like, that's so strange.
Hey, I'm trying to fuck.
Yeah, basically.
Fuckboy translator.
Except, I don't know, because after you checked in...
That's so weird. The only person who checks in with me is my mom.
It's parents. Parents and, like ADs on film shoots. You know what I mean? They check in on each department, like, how much time you need me to be good. And, yeah, I texted you, and I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I told you about this. Happened Saturday or something. Mm-hmm. And, and then I asked him, because I've recently been interested in, like, getting into the BDSM-y things.
And,
like,
explain that for people who don't know.
So BDSM, bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, sadism and masochism. Which I'm not interested in the sadism masochism part because it sounds painful. Like, I don't know. I just don't know. But it's more like the dominant submission part. Or maybe bondage. I don't really know.
you just have to explore.
I just gotta try it out. And so it's kind of like, I don't know, it's called like kinky. It's like under like the kinky people are like self-admitted kinksters. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's kind of new ways to explore bodily sensations. Mm-hmm. And it also brings in kind of like power and submission and just and role playing. There's definitely like a BDSM scene. It's like someone could be pretending to be like a teacher or someone could be in someone as a student. And like most people have done something BDSM-y. Like if you've ever been like blindfolded or you ever tried like ice cube or you ever like pretended for just like a moment that someone was like, ooh, Mr. Astronaut.
Wait.
No one has done that.
In what context?
No one has done that.
What's the other person? The moon? Land on me.
So most people have done a little something, BDSM, oh, something.
One time I did a rape scene with Akeem.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was just like...
Is it strange?
I feel like I was just taking things from like Cosmo Girl, like, ooh, if you pretend to be raped, it's sexy. Yeah. But it wasn't bad, but it wasn't... We never did it again. Let's just say that.
I just tried it out.
Yeah.
Like, well, that was different.
That's different. That's different. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh yeah, so I asked him. I think I wanted to try it with him because he's so far removed from my actual life.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, John is such a nice guy. But I like asked John later. I was like, hey, you wanna try this? Like, yeah, sure. So we're gonna try it at some point.
Agreed.
But I was like, hey, are you into BDSM? And he was like, yes. But I've never been a submissive. I'm like, oh, that's okay, I'm interested. And I asked him, like, you know, what does that mean to you? And his response, good AM, love. Because he says good AM and then love with an L-U-V.
Is he British? What the fuck is going on there?
And he says, to me, it means being willing to let me take control over you and do whatever I want to you within reason. Like, sounds like fun.
Open!
And then, like, I think...
with the shits.
And he continued, like, does that involve inflicting pain? And I said, good morning. So it was, like, very early.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yes, it could. I'm like, oh, I was like, well, my pain threshold isn't very high. I'd prefer it. I'd definitely like to use the green, yellow, red safe word system and talk about what I'm not comfortable with and what you're interested in. And then he was like, interesting. I don't know about the green, yellow, red. I know about the one safe word system or whatever. And then it ended where I was just like, well, I'd love to know what you're into.
Yeah.
It's been 4 days. It's been days since I heard from him.
Not into you.
Oh, my God. Right. That's how it feels.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like,
we gotta
whatever.
Do an episode about being curved.
Hardcore.
It fucking hurts, man.
It does, because it's like, wait. So then why did you check in with me?
Yeah, that's why it always hurts. Like, I don't care about being curved by somebody who I didn't think was interested anyway. But if you're leading me, not leading me on, but just...
If you're showing me interest.
If you show interest first.
Consistently.
It's like...
Follow up, man.
Pussy gets wet.
Follow
and
up,
just
man.
Just there leaking.
Just a leaking pussy. No one needs that. In certain contexts. Like. You know what I mean? It's useful.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then last night... I just never thought that this other fuckboy
would ever talk to you again.
Ever.
Even though I kept saying, he's going to talk to you very soon.
He was like, yo. And then 8 minutes later, yo.
Wow.
And then like 2 minutes later, Powell, what's up?
That's my last name.
He said, last name, what's up?
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this?
Hit him with a new phone, who this? New phone, who this?
Because what I do is I delete his number so that I don't drunk text him.
Yeah.
And it's been successful for, like, months now.
Yeah.
And he was just like, bleep, bleep. And then I think I texted him at the same moment saying, nothing much, you? I just haven't heard from him since, and this is last...
What the fuck?
He didn't respond.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
Gotta be a fuckboys part
like
two episode.
It's like 10:30.
Why do you hit me up? Unless you're just, like, going to fuck somebody immediately after. How does it work that fast?
And this is the man that's just like, we'll never have sex. I found my soulmate, and I'm like, I respect that.
Yeah.
Touch my titties, man.
Yeah, he really cares about his soulmate, you know.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, re-engaged with all three of the guys. Have not re-engaged with the girl. And
she's coming up. She's going to hit you up very soon.
And, yeah.
This is the season, cuffing season, as they
say. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So that's our lives.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
on
yeah,
to...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about Charlie Sheen's life.
Yeah. Not laughing at his current situation.
Yeah, no.
Just
he's...
laughing because we're goofy.
I'm here to admit that I am, in fact, HIV positive. And I have to put a stop to this onslaught, this barrage of attacks and of sub-truths.
So in case you haven't heard the news, Charlie Sheen made a revelation. He was interviewed by Matt Lauer and he wanted to just disclose to the world that he was HIV positive. And he did that because I guess, like, a bunch of people and, like, media outlets were extorting him for money and saying, like, we're going to tell... Well, people were extorting him and saying, we were going to tell on you if you don't, like, give us money. And I think the National Enquirer was just going to go live with the story.
Wow.
Regardless.
Oh, that's so shitty.
Yeah.
How did people find that out? And why?
I mean, I don't know. He's a celebrity. Anybody could have... like, the people at the pharmacy could be like, well, I'm giving Charlie Sheen
antiretrovirals.
Like, it could be anybody along the line. So
for any sum of money.
Yeah, exactly. So
very
that's
frank,
a fucked up thing to do.
Very frank-esque.
So before we even delve in, outing someone who is HIV positive is not
cool. Okay.
It's
yeah,
not
tell
okay.
no one.
You can put, like, someone at risk.
Yeah, you totally can.
Yeah.
It's like, always ask for consent before you tell somebody's story.
Yeah, about anything.
Just ask.
Yeah.
It's so simple. And if they're like, no, don't do it.
Don't do it.
And if they're like, yes, don't be a dick about it when you do it.
You're a shitty-ass person. So I don't know. Where do you want to, like, attack this first?
I guess very briefly, like, wishing HIV on someone, like, it's the whole backlash that, you know, of course he had HIV, he had sex with all these sex workers and whores and prostitutes and porn stars.
First of all, he just had a lot of sex, period.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, of course you get HIV from that. You can contract HIV in so many different ways. Number one, it's not always, like, through sexual transmission. One, but two, like, the number of people you have sex with doesn't matter. Some people get HIV the first time they have sex.
Very true. Yeah, it's like, it's just a numbers, not a numbers game, just it's pretty random.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it increases your chances because you are interacting with more people.
Yeah.
But if you're having safe, protected sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's like very close to zero, your chances.
Yeah. I'm a self-proclaimed hoe without HIV, so there you go.
Yeah, exactly. You can hoe it up and not have HIV.
Yeah.
And no one...
not that there's anything wrong with having HIV or being HIV positive, I feel like.
Yeah, there's no stigma. Oh, yeah. Maybe
the thing is that there is tons of stigma.
And no stigma coming from us.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. No, there's tons of stigma.
No, you're fine.
Stop listening. Like, with the stigma that comes with backlash like this or whatever, like, what a bunch of people are saying about Charlie Sheen, how do you think people who are... other people who are not famous who are HIV positive feel? Like, that's why people don't want to disclose their status to their partners.
Yeah.
Or people are, like, scared to get tested because they're like, well, I wish it doesn't happen. I'm just praying that it doesn't happen, so I don't even want to get tested or whatever. Or I don't want to talk about it or talk about the ways that you can get it.
Yeah, it's just a very
we gotta remove unfriendly... that stigma.
Yeah, it's like you need these open, like, safe spaces. It's just, like, just topics that you can discuss.
Yeah.
Especially when it relates to people's health. I guess there are plenty of other things you should be able to discuss freely, but...
we don't talk about anything in this fucking country.
We talk about...
we're so sex-crazed and we don't talk about sex, like, enough or in the right ways.
Oh, man. I saw the most amazing thing. So I go to... my therapist I see weekly is through, like, a New York State Health Clinic. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you can go there and you get STD tested for free, HIV mm-hmm. tested there for free. Mm-hmm. And I saw this amazing pamphlet and it was like... for people who shoot drugs, it was like how to take care of your veins. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is the essence of caring mm-hmm. about people. Mm-hmm. It was saying, okay, I acknowledge you're a drug user. Simply saying you're not going to do drugs isn't going to...
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. So here is how you protect yourself and you stay safe. And it was just like, you know, always make sure your body is warm. Don't do this twice. And I was like, that's amazing. Because it just opens... it's not like saying, oh, you're evil. It's like...
yeah, exactly.
You're doing
this.
Some people do drugs.
Some people have unprotected sex. Some people contract HIV.
Exactly.
Let's, like, deal with the actual problems instead of, like...
not making
asking people to do things that are never going to fucking happen. Like, people are always going to have unprotected sex.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
Exactly.
It feels fucking good. Yesterday said... at the end, he was like, sucks you can't give a proper blowjob, though.
He said proper blowjob? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's not proper without... with a condom. Yeah.
I feel like... it's fine.
My mouth is mad dry, I'm sorry.
That's probably what it was. He doesn't know.
Just a very dry, warm hole.
Dry, warm hole.
That's all I have to offer. Yeah, so that's like the first thing about Charlie Sheen. And then what you were saying about...
it's the stigma placed on sex workers.
Yeah, so Charlie Sheen has sex with a lot of porn stars, which is a type of sex work. And he also has sex with a lot of escorts.
Escorts is a good word for it.
Escorts, yes. Although I don't know why prostitutes has, like, become, like, you know how, like, you can follow, like, the stigma of a word?
Yeah.
Like, how at first, like, idiot meant something, and then it just,
and now,
like,
it doesn't. Yeah. So it could just be the connotations are changing.
Yeah, exactly. So, escorts.
Yeah.
So, like, the conversations around that are super problematic. So for porn stars, it's, like, for a different reason. Do you want to take that, or?
No, go for it.
So for porn stars, it's a different reason. Like, people say, of course you're going to get HIV from fucking with a porn star. Like, the porn industry has kind of perfected its craft so that, like, HIV is almost non-existent in there now.
Yeah, I think you have to get tested every 20...
you have to get tested.
Every
day, multiple times a day.
But every 28 days, you have to get tested.
Yes.
Because you can't, like, be in a business and, like putting, like, an official... not even an official business. Well, I mean...
can't be putting your workers at risk.
Exactly.
Because you're going to lose all your workers like get sick.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just not good.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And no, and I feel like you wouldn't, if you could see the blisters on someone's dick, you're not going to be like, oh, so good. Like, just.
Wait. It's,
I was talking just other other STIs and STDs.
Some people do say it's so good. Some people don't mind blisters. What the fuck are we talking about? Oh god. Okay. So yeah. So I feel like shaming porn stars is pretty stupid. Just in general, you shouldn't be shaming anybody. But like, this is like one industry that has perfected like how we should.
Yeah.
Cope with people wanting to have unprotected sex, but also wanting to be safe and aware of like their HIV status.
Also, with like people like will shame porn stars, but porn is like
you watch porn,
bigger
bro.
Than Hollywood.
Yeah,
porn is mass, like a massive industry.
Yeah,
people aren't like
porn's everywhere all the time. Yeah, so that's like the problematic thing about doing that, and all of this is like slut shaming, and we really shouldn't be shaming people for having sex in the first place, because then there comes the stigma once again, like, oh, sex is bad, so let's not talk about it. But everybody's having sex anyway, so nobody wants to talk about sex.
Yeah,
and then things get like weird and unsafe, and you don't know what you're doing because you're doing it anyway. But
and no one's taking care of themselves, exactly. And you're putting everybody else at risk and yourself at risk, exactly. And it's a very poisonous exactly. situation.
So do you want to talk about shaming of escorts? A lot of these ideas I got from this specific article on Mike.com, and it was called Slut Shaming Charlie Sheen Isn't Going to Help Him or His Partners.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
So
these are a lot of
the things that they bought up. So I feel like they framed, like, shaming porn stars in this kind of way, like, saying that the HIV testing model for the porn industry is great. Mm-hmm. And this is why it doesn't really, the logic behind people shaming of them doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. In regards to Charlie Sheen. And they kind of framed the shaming of escorts in the way that, like, well, first of all, people who do prostitution and sex work in regards to, like, escorts are often shamed to bits anyway.
Yeah.
So why should we be shaming them in the first place? And then because of the specific nature of how escort-based sex work is criminalized in this country, it makes it extremely hard for people like that to use protection in the first place.
Oh, yeah, and I was talking about, like, police. Was that the same one? No.
Yeah,
police harassing sex workers, or people who even seem like sex workers, appear, they think are sex workers, and taking condoms away.
Yeah.
I had no idea that you could be arrested for
carrying
a condom.
Yeah, like, if I was just standing on the street with two condoms in my bag, which I always have.
Gotta be ready.
On the weekends, anyway. Yeah, that can implicate me, and it'll be, like, suspicious activity, like, if you're just standing in a place. But so then there's like another article a couple of years ago by Vice where this lady was talking about how New York City cops will arrest you if you have condoms, mm-hmm. or whatever. And the woman who wrote the article was like a middle class white woman or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, anybody can be implicated for having condoms on them and being a woman and existing in a space for more than like 15 minutes or whatever. But the people who cops are really going to look at are women of color.
Yeah.
Oftentimes like trans women. Yeah. So it's like, our country is systemically not even allowing people to have safe sex. And then people, are like, in a story like this, are going around to those people and being like, well, of course you're going to get HIV from a prostitute or whatever, which doesn't really make any sense because you're not putting in the effort or the work to even allow these people to have safe sex in the first place.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just going off that thing like, well, let's just abolish prostitution in general, but it's never going to fucking happen.
No,
it's always existed.
Since the beginning of time until the end of time.
The oldest profession. End of time. Somebody's just getting fucked. Everything's crashing and burning.
The earth explodes. That's probably what's going to happen. Like, if we hear that a comet is coming,
yeah, everybody's
I'm like, having sex.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to go out.
With a bang.
Not a whimper. Or a good kind of whimper.
Oh. Yeah. Then there was, like, just, like, stupid ideas around what being HIV positive means. Did you hear about Jenny McCarthy?
No.
So she was on, I guess she guest starred on 2.5 Men, which is Charlie Sheen's old show.
Mm-hmm.
And her response to, like, his coming out as HIV positive was, like, I wish he would have disclosed that information on the show or whatever. So they were, like, love interest on the show, and they kissed on the show, but it's, like,
How the fuck does he have irrelevant. To disclose that to you, bitch?
That's irrelevant.
Yeah, you can't get it from kissing.
No.
So if he doesn't, like, of course he didn't want to disclose that. Look what happened to him. I don't even like Charlie Sheen as a guy, but, like, look at the backlash he got. People
yeah.
People saying he deserved it.
Oh,
I
was talking
jokes about, like, his bipolar break when he was, like, going through that whole winning Tiger Blood thing. They're like, is it Tiger Blood or, like, HIV blood or something stupid like that?
I think it was, like, Tiger Blood
it's
or something.
Dumb.
Yeah,
it's
why?
It's a dumb joke. It's not even funny. It's a fucking epidemic. People die from HIV.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
People are, I guess, I guess
they're it's just nasty.
Because you can just be a dick when no one knows who you are. But
yeah,
also,
exactly.
Sometimes people do know who you are. You're
and
dicking
you're
around
dick.
With your
you're
friends.
You're still a dick, yeah.
People are just dicks.
Yeah. People are just dicks.
Although, there's nothing wrong with actual dicks.
No, dicks are great.
Dicks are fantastic.
Dicks are great.
But in this
like
context.
Human, when you're the human form of dick, I don't like you.
It's just not good.
Yeah. And then just like the demographics of HIV, like. I feel like a lot of people, like, pass it off, well, I feel like within the black community anyway, they pass it off as, like, a white man's disease.
Totally.
Or, like, a gay man's disease. Not saying that either of those people deserve to have HIV in the first place, but if you're, chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably, like, a woman of color, because that's our fan base. We are the people who get HIV the most these days.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're, like, the number of infections, new infections, it's, like, black women.
Wow.
Yeah. So... Fuck, jeez. Don't be shaming people.
Yeah.
Someone you know might be HIV positive, and it hurts if you hear someone say that. Like, when you talk about gay people, and, like, someone in the room is gay, and they're just like...
And then they don't want to say anything.
And then they're never going to tell you.
Exactly.
Or, like, when you're talking about rape victims, and chances are...
Someone
in the room has been raped.
Or someone has been sexually assaulted.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's, you know, that's why people, like, do drastic things. People can kill themselves.
Exactly.
And, because you're
or,
just
like,
shitting on them.
Like,
and
starting to infect other people. Or
yeah.
Whatever. Danger to themselves.
Going out, shitting on other people in front of them.
Yeah.
People have always done it, and people are always going to do it. When I really needed to, I sold pussy, you know, for rent.
In my 20s, I was out on the block, literally.
Most people don't become sex workers because they're slutty or oversexed. That's how romance novels write it.
So... kind of tangentially related to the Charlie Sheen discussion that we just had. There's a new documentary coming out about sex workers, and it's called The Red Umbrella Project.
Hey!
Yeah.
It looked like a lot of fun. I guess what I... So it's a bunch of... I think it's 7 sex workers. I don't know if current or former, or it's probably a mix.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say relatively diverse.
Yeah, pretty diverse.
Group of people. And they
gender,
talk about
race,
sexuality.
Yeah.
And they talk about... kind of why they got into sex work,
mm-hmm.
what it means to them, and
mm-hmm.
kind of and why they do it,
mm-hmm.
and what I didn't know that I personally was falling into was the what's described here as the empowerment, exploitative, what is empowerment / exploitation dichotomy. It's like
yeah.
either sex work is empowering or you have no control whatsoever.
Yeah,
and it's more nuanced than that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to check out this. Did it come out already?
Yeah, it did. It came out on the 16th.
Oh, cool. So I'm
yeah.
going to check
it
out.
And talk about
it
on the podcast.
Yeah, we can do it for next week.
Yeah.
But it was just fun because it's people saying, you know, this is why I did this. It made me feel good. Or, you know, I had money to pay. And one thing someone said, I feel like sex work shouldn't be illegal. I think if 2 consenting adults are going to have like a cash money exchange for something,
mm-hmm.
it might as well be okay.
It's so funny because that's like what happens all the time when like you ask a guy to take you to dinner and then you fuck him afterwards. That's transactional sex.
Yeah.
Sugar daddies and sugar babies and sugar mamas and sugar babies.
It's
transactional sex.
That's exactly what it is.
It's
and if
I fucked a guy for weed. I mean, I didn't fuck him for weed, but he gave me weed.
Yeah,
transactional sex.
I'm excited to check it out. They just like really fun, honest people. One guy was like, love working the streets or something. Something funny. He's like, I feel like I'm slaying this town. And one person
yeah.
was just like, you know, got into it. It was, you know, it's hard, but it's what I, you know, I was, she was like, I was looking at my life
mm-hmm.
and it was one of the least, no, it was the easiest hard thing at
yeah.
the time.
Man. I can fuck with that sentiment.
Yeah. So.
One hard drive crash away from sucking dick for cash, man. I need a new laptop.
And then you have a laptop. You have no diseases. and someone was happy, you know? You're both happy.
Exactly.
We were in the Bahamas one night, and I said, nigga, check this out. Now, keep in mind, I'm talking to my best friend since we were 14 years old. This ain't no new nigga. I said to my best friend, nigga, check this out. From time to time, a bitch travel the world. From time to time, I like to fuck other niggas.
And my best friend
said to his best friend,
bitch,
I love you so fucking much. You fucking another nigga ain't got shit to do with me. If that's what's gonna make you happy, go fuck another nigga. He said, but you know I can fuck other bitches. I said, well, nigga, wait a minute.
All right, so we're going to move on to Monique. If any of you don't know, Monique is a comedian. She was in Precious. She was in The Parkers. A great show. She has one of my favorite stand-up specials. I don't remember what it's called, but she's a great funny lady.
I gotta check out her special.
Great funny black lady. So recently Monique did an interview with, I don't know, because I don't do much research for this podcast. pretty much talking about her relationship with her husband and
husband manager,
husband
right?
slash manager. Yeah. So in regards to pretty much her open relationship, like that's what the fuck she's talking about. But like the blogs have like twisted it. She said, see, when you're with your best friend, you say to your best friend, I'm having these feelings about this person sexually and I want to share it with you. When you're best friends, you can have those open and honest conversations. Oftentimes, people cheat because of something they're not getting, but when you have open and honest dialogue and you say, we're just human beings, and all these people on the face of the earth, do you think my eyes won't ever say, he's fine or she's attractive?
And she also talks about ownership of people, like we've been taught to own people.
Yeah, which...
I disagree. I just don't like that. Like, what I love about having an open relationship, even... I'm not, like, super active about it, but it's more like
you're not fucking everyone like me. Like me and Akimar. Just catching bodies like Bobby Shmurda.
What I like is the sense of freedom that I have, or just the feeling of if I do see someone interesting, I can pursue with no it's within our contract.
Well, I feel like without hurting the person, because like that's not what I want to do when I'm with other people.
Or with go, or
just
with
have a good time.
Yeah, or at least without being deceptive. That's what it is. Without being deceptive. Jen and I are still working through some things, but
gotcha.
I'm not lying. It's not cheating.
Yeah.
As people are saying in all these articles, it's not cheating if there's consent between all adults.
Exactly. A lot of people still don't understand and kind of think of it as people like us are like shitting on monogamy and kind of forcing our views onto other people, which
really?
I totally wouldn't do. But I do think that there are tenets of like a good, healthy polyamorous relationship that everyone can take. Like, for example, what you were talking about with like the ownership of a person.
Yeah, you don't do that. I feel like you shouldn't be able...
You're never gonna own the person that you're in a relationship with, and like you should just accept that.
Yeah, and I feel
like
it
becomes much easier. You become more of partners rather than like, this is my man or this is my woman.
Yeah, and I feel like that can bring up plenty of feelings of jealousy, insecurity.
But when you deal with your jealousy and insecurity, like, it makes you a better person because you're like, why am I jealous right now? Because of the insecurities that I have, and how do I work on those insecurities?
And then you talk about it.
Cry in the mirror.
cry and make it.
Cry naked.
Into 4chan.
Why do I smell? Just on Facebook. FaceTime by myself. How do I smell? Why doesn't anybody want me?
He fell asleep.
Yeah, he was just snoring. Oh, Akeem. I was like, really?
Oh, Akeem.
My tits are
he
out.
Did his best.
Yeah, he did his best. We had sex the next day. It was fine.
Oh, okay. Worked it out.
Yeah,
it worked
fine.
Out fine.
It was fine. So you can talk about this African thing that she was talking about.
Yeah, I'm gonna read that quote.
She became a Hotep nigga for one
she
second.
She was totally Hotep.
I was like,
nigga.
Yeah, we're with you, Monique. And then she was just like generalizing all of the African continent.
Here we go. So, we've been taught to have ownership, and that's the Western way to do it, Monique continued. I'm not sure where you originate from, but I originate from this place called Africa. And what I know about African kings...
A mythical land!
Tell me one of them who just had one wife. Do you know any of them? I don't. That's where I originate from. So when we came here and we adopted other people's ways, that's called ownership. There was a time when I was owned before. I don't want to be owned anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, and the counterpart in this was, some ancient African communities, just like many other communities at that time, were sustained by polygamous arrangements. But most modern African communities, however, have monogamous marriages, so I don't So basically, she was ho-tepping. She was like, let me just generalize this.
Shanika just read a point from this article on the Root, by the way. And the Root article is called Monique Defends People Who Understand If Her Spouse Wants to Explore.
Yeah.
I also think it's very interesting. I don't know. I guess that's the way Monique talked about it. Although she also talked about herself. Like, she said that she got into this in the first place because she was, like, with her manager and partner at the time. But she was, like, famous, and I guess all this dick was being thrown at her. And she was just like, hey, I love you, but I just want this dick. I just want this dick. So she, like, talks about it in terms of herself, but, like, all of these blogs have framed it as, like, Monique's giving her husband, like, a hall pass to cheat, or Monique's letting her husband explore and stuff like that. Like, why is it so man-centric?
Totally, yeah. And
that makes me feel a type of way, because, like, one of the things that I felt hesitant about with, like, going public, you know, like five people in life, but like opening up about my open relationship is that I thought people were gonna look at me like, Sam's letting Akeem fuck other girls, like how did he talk her into this or whatever, even though it was actually my idea in the first place. So yeah, that weird sort of like patriarchal,
yeah,
it's all about the sex that the guy wants, and you just have to, are you gonna let him fuck other women or not?
Yeah, because we can't initiate,
but that's like
things.
Not really what it is.
Yeah, we can't initiate things, we can't enjoy sex, and we're not interested in, like, 15 people at once. That's never a possibility.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
It's always a possibility.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Monique, good for you.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's, like, a passing. It might be a trending thing, but, like,
I don't think it's a passing thing.
Yeah.
I just think that right now we're at a time where people are just
talking
liberal
about it
as
more.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Just getting mad liberal
city.
Out here. Yeah, so, and yeah, I mean, people feel like monogamy is an oppressive structure, or marriage, like, two-person marriage is, like, an oppressive structure.
Yeah.
So right now, we're just talking about a lot of oppressive structures and how they hinder and hurt us, and I mean, this is just one of the discussions that need to be had.
Totes my goats, as several people in my life say.
I do say that often.
Maybe it's just you.
I am several people in your life. So that was
Fuck Them!
And now we're moving into Fuck That! The same way.
Harmony.
The next Adele's
real,
man. The next Adele's. And today's topic is Cuffin Season!
Cuffin Season. Noun. During the fall and winter months, people who would normally rather be single or promiscuous find themselves, along with the rest of the world, desiring to be cuffed or tied down by a serious relationship. The cold weather of prolonged indoor activity causes singles to become lonely and desperate to be cuffed.
Yeah. It's a thing that makes sense to me. This is going to be a weird discussion because never taken part in cuffing season
per se.
Yeah, because we've both been in, like, cuffing ass relationships for a long time.
Yeah.
In the past 6 years was just cuffing season.
But I've also been
great.
Like curved my whole life before that.
Yeah, you know? I mean, same. So
our take is we're gonna talk about how to stay a hoe
during cuffing season.
And these are all on speculation.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like just for fun we can talk about our favorite cuffing season activities since we're just cuffed permanently.
Yeah.
I feel like our peak just great bonding cuffing season that me and Akeem had was like last year. I guess it was during the winter. It was just like a lot of honey chicken from the Chinese food store and just like marathon playing all of the Kingdom Hearts games.
Oh my
god. I never played them before.
Just so fun.
And just like laid in his bed and he has a very warm room. Aww. And my room is very cold, so it was great. Yeah.
It's perfect.
That was a really good time. I would be down for that this winter.
I guess.
Akeem doesn't love me anymore. Nah, he's fine.
He's all right. He was the only person on Periscope.
He was the only person on Periscope.
I guess, so, oh man, for cuff and fall, I love, Strad and I, we're a farmer's market couple.
Yeah, you guys are.
And we just kind of hit up the farmer's markets, bundle up, you know. I wish I'd gotten one fucking cup of hot apple cider from one goddamn market before all the markets closed, because they're all closed.
Yeah.
There's one open today.
Ooh.
I'm gonna get it. But yeah, we go for long walks, usually
Hold
in like
hands.
Yeah. Aww. Or like I put my arm, like an old woman where I just kind of put my arm into his.
Yeah, the cuff of the arm.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. I feel like an old woman when I'm with him.
Oh.
And yeah, we go for walks, and we had this one epic fucking cuffing season walk, which was just a 2-hour stroll in the Harlem region. And it was just glorious. We went to, like, the water side, went to Fairway, got, like, some sort of snack, and then, like, strolled around, like, some cathedrals through leaves and just explored. And then we went to a place and got breakfast, walked some more, and then got, like, I mean, John doesn't like sweet drinks, mm-hmm. but I was like, I'm getting that hot chocolate for that place, and sat outside. And I took this picture of him that I remember, but I don't have anymore because my I deleted all the pictures in my phone.
You gotta back it up.
But yeah, so walking is our thing, and also just watching TV together is always fun.
Yeah,
especially I rewatched like How to Get Away with Murder like 6 times. Empire at least 7. We just put it on in the background when we do things, and we just cuddle. Just cuddling.
Cuddling is great.
I feel like that's the essence of cuffing season.
That's the essence of cuffing season. It's like cuddling briefly interspersed with like fucking and pizza.
Yeah, it's just saying good food.
Yeah, pizza. Good food. Whatever your food of choice
and
is.
Warm beverages.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess that's
we really enjoy cuffing season.
Yeah.
It's just an ever-present kind of thing.
But the hoes in us
want to
subvert that.
Want to fuck the world.
Yeah, so I feel like so we just go into how we think you can be a hoe during cuffing season.
Yeah.
I think your willingness to travel has to be, you just have to get more willing.
See, so I've been a hoe for the past couple of months. And during the summer, I was like, yeah, I'll get on that train to Brooklyn. I'll ride that Brooklyn train to that Brooklyn dick. I'll ride the D train, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
but now it's just like, so like, and like Tinder kept matching me with people from like out of town or whatever, like out of my borough and stuff like that, or just like that part of Queens that I don't fucking want to go to. The part of Queens where you have to take a train in Queens to get to another part of Queens, like that's a blasphemy. I don't want to do that.
No, because you're already.
Yeah. So then recently, I was just like, man, Tinder's dead. RIP Tinder. But then recently, it's just been like matching me with people like 3 miles away. With car, yes. That's what it's gotta be.
Maybe that's what it has to be. You have to find people who can pick you up. Exactly. If you don't have a car yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I think bars are still
a thing. You might just run into a cuffing season situation with that person. Because you both just might get lazy.
Just don't do it. You gotta stay a hoe.
Yeah, you gotta be. If that's your goal. To being non-committed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think bars are still good places to go. People still drink. The bars don't, like, shut. I guess they're, like, really bustling in the summer, but, like, they're still fine.
Yeah.
Find out. I wonder. I've never, like, partied in the winter. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like people still want to go out on the weekends.
Yeah.
I guess more people are staying home. Mm-hmm. But, like, that 40-hour 9-to-5 situation fucks a lot of people up.
Yeah.
And they go and get fucked up. Yeah. So they can do it again.
Happy hour.
Yeah. It's the only hour thing. I feel happy. And that's why they have all these, like, cool, like, winter specials with cool winter foods.
Yeah, they're trying to lure you in. But this is, like, all from a New York City perspective.
Totally. I mean, I can't. Long Island, like, I can't drive.
Is there anything to do there?
Yeah, Huntington Village.
I was just shitting on your life.
I was like, no, Huntington's great. I love that town. I love my town.
Love my city. Strong Island represents.
Strong Island. Yeah. But yeah, I guess, is that all you can do to be a hoe? I mean, you can always, I guess maybe this is when, like, virtual sex can really come in handy. Mm. It's cold outside.
My loins and my laptop are warm.
I was going to say my titties are warm inside.
My titties are warm inside.
But yeah, more cyber sex. You know what I feel like I got to find or invent, or just find, because someone has thought about this. Okay. It's just like an app that's just for dirty talk.
Yeah. Because people who are like good at it.
Yeah. You have to like apply.
You got to pass a test.
Because you could just have a good old dirty talking session.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm okay with that. Yeah, that would be fine.
Oh, because I so I was on Tinder. Mm-hmm. And I saw, it was like, this guy was totally, like, nothing was ever going to happen because there was only one picture, no description. But it was just of a woman.
He was just there to fuck.
It wasn't even her. It was just of a woman tied up. And I was like, hello. Because I was curious. And then he was like, hey, why did you swipe right? Always be honest with me.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay. It's like, I thought the picture looked interesting.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, some, like, minor, like, role play, like, that's discussion fine. Going on.
Okay.
But then he was like, you know, if I don't talk on here, please send me your number or, like, pictures. And I'm like, no.
No.
I can't even see your face.
Yeah. I don't even, there are plenty of pictures on me.
Could be the FBI trying to implicate
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Because I'm so revolutionary.
Let's take down this black activist. She's into BDSM.
Got her.
COINTELPRO.
But it was like, that's so far from what.
We're not even worth it.
We are not. Not yet, anyway. But yeah, he was like, from here on out, you can call me sir. And I was like, yes, whoa, sir. And he was like, good girl. And it was like fun.
That's fun.
But that's like, that's all I need sometimes in a conversation.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want to flirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then you can always get some great sex toys. Yeah. If you don't have some already, mm-hmm. maybe you could just switch up your sex toy game and have mm-hmm. fun, like, exploring new things with your body in your warm-ass home.
Yeah.
Instead
just
of...
just gotta get a teddy bear to hug. Exactly. Because that's, like, half the reason of cuffing season.
Yeah.
And watching a show with someone.
Just microwave a teddy bear. Just cuddle with it. Stay warm.
Put your Netflix on, watch Narcos, and have a good time.
Have a great time. Such a grim show. I saw 2 seconds of it.
Whenever people are like, Netflix and chill, I'm just like, what are we watching? Even though I have no intention of going, and they're like, Narcos. I'm like, oh, I guess that's a show. That's all I know about it. That's my thing, extent of knowledge.
That's the thing that fuckboys like to invite you over for.
Yeah, exactly. Narcos and chill.
How else can you remain a hoe?
You
take sexy pictures of yourself for sexy. Fun. Yeah, you could. Oh, you could exchange them.
I invented a new. It's called sexting.
Yeah, I think you just got to get digital in the winter months when it's mm-hmm. crazy out.
Mm-hmm.
Or just be like, yo, you got to come to me. My roadways are shut down and I can't.
What if you have like several people in rotation who you're in cuffing season with? Mm. A polyamorous cuffing season, if you will. I was talking to Akeem about that and I was like, are you participating in cuffing season? And he was like, that's a good question. And he was like, well, besides you, I don't know. He said it would be easier to, like, just have, like, one woman to, like, sleep with or whatever without putting in any effort. Aghast of any effort. Fuck boy Akeem. Yes, yes. And he was like, as long as you're okay with that, like, if that's not too intimate. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. And then in the same vein, I don't know if I would be okay with that with someone.
Yeah, that's a different style of polyamory that you guys have.
I could use one person who's like just, there your when go to at school. Yeah. With car. Who actually feeds me Chinese food? That was never in the plan, no.
But you said it was in the plan. Like you offered that.
Yeah, who feeds me Chinese food, who's like who can talk about other things, like when we're not having sex and you know. It's a nice warm bed without cat food on it. This one had cat food on its bed. Why was there
that's
cat
so
food
gross.
On its bed?
Just clean it up. Was it cat food? You know what I mean? Could have been anything.
Could have been anything. Dry jeez. Shit. I didn't feel like getting up last night. I shit in my bed. I'll call it cat food. Instead of just cleaning it.
It's a very strange person. I wouldn't be with them. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't give, like, I'd walk in like, you know what, I forgot.
Nah, I, like, discovered it. I was, like, rolling around, playing on his bed, and I was like, the fuck is this?
Oh, no. I would love, so that one guy that I had very great sex with.
Yes.
He would be awesome. He has a large car.
It's already great.
Did I say he had a massive car?
I don't think he said that.
A large couch, a huge bar, a giant kitchen.
Wow.
And a huge dick.
Big dick, yeah. Everything's massive.
And he's pretty tall.
He's a massive man.
He was crazy. He's also a very deep voice.
Gotcha.
And I was,
he's a giant.
Like,
in every
he was talking
word.
On the phone. It was like, like a grizzly bear. And I was like, whoa.
He is a grizzly bear.
He is.
In a man costume.
Oh, no.
His dick was so big.
You fucked a bear.
It's my sex animal.
Exactly. That I'm most compatible with. If you were a sex animal, what animal would it be?
Chipmunk. Running around having a good time.
Oh my gosh.
Confused but cute.
I feel like I'd be like,
goldfish.
No!
Sorry. It's the only animals I like. Oh, man. So you
goldfish
say, yesterday,
chipmunks.
As I'm fucking leaving, this guy, this guy's dog, like, mauls me, but I'm too high to, like,
stop it.
Yeah. It's just, like, going, like,
can't fight.
Like, this dog's got some weight behind it. He's like, dog's name. But he's like, nah, he's not really trying. So I feel like he's high too. And he's just like nutted. And he's like, I want this bitch the fuck out of my house. So he's not trying that much. Yeah. God.
Maybe that's the
the routine.
He's, put your pets on a leash.
Maybe he's just pretending that his dog is out of control. He has his dog fuck girls up so they can leave faster.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I think we've exhausted cuffing season.
I think there's not much to talk about. There's one thing that I don't like when people say, which is like a common meme. It's like, cuff for a reason, not a season. The season is the fucking reason. That's why it's called that.
But those are...
Like,
those
get
are,
the fuck off your high
Those
horse.
Are the respectability politics people. Like, it's like the people like, only have sex when you're in a relationship.
Exactly.
Don't get into them too fast.
I think it's perfectly fine to engage in a cuffing season relationship that you're like... interested in ending after the season is over, as long as you make that clear with your partner. Hmm. Like, don't, like, if this guy's, like, falling in love and you're just like, I'm gonna drop that dick when May comes.
It's all...
then it gets a little weird.
Because it's all about the openness and communication.
Exactly.
There's no need to be shady with somebody.
Yeah, you don't. You don't have to do it.
Especially...
Because you're gonna find somebody. Everybody wants it, so you're gonna find somebody who's okay with it. Don't lead somebody on.
It's, like, the best kind. It's like, oh, I can feel good and you can feel good. So why fuck that up?
Exactly.
Why fuck it up?
Exactly.
And I don't know. So yeah. So that was our segment.
On cuffing season.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Fuck that.
Yeah.
What was that fuck called? That. All right, now on to our final segment.
Also, plugging back to our old segment, if you guys have ideas for fuck that segments and topics you want us to discuss.
Oh my god, please.
Send it in.
Please.
Yeah. We just did cuffing season because, like, I saw a meme that said, like, November 16th is the start of cuffing season. So I'm like, well, it makes sense to have this episode now.
Yeah.
It will make people click on the link to this.
Definitely. Advertising. Marketing. No, not even.
Marketing is the word. All right, so let's go to Fuck You, our segment where we take questions and comments and concerns and rants and raves
from you guys.
From you guys.
The people that bring
so
us
let's
joy.
Start with our cuffing season story. You just bridge ties over there.
All right.
Ready? I'll read it if you want.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so this is from Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous writes, okay, so I've been single for forever and a day, and towards the end of the summer, I decided I was tired of being single and I wanted to try to be in a relationship. I'm currently talking to 2.5 people. The half I don't really see as relationship potential. The first person I met back in August, and we liked each other, went on a few dates, and he is the person I feel that I am mainly talking to. Isn't it so interesting that we, like, talk about dating people and say talking to?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think our parents did that. It's just interesting. We were great for the first few weeks, but as we got further into the semester, he began to fall off a little. He began to fall off a little and hasn't been paying me very much attention. And I'm sad about it because I really like him. 2 months into our quote-unquote talking relationship, I met a girl that I immediately fell into like with. It was very easy for me to connect to her and spend time with her because he wasn't spending any time with me at all. Mm-hmm. At one point in time, I realized that I liked both of them and wasn't sure which way to go. But it seems like none of that matters now because neither of them are paying any attention to me. I understand that school and work is hard, but damn. If I find the time for them, they should find the time for me. And I want nothing more than to be able to pick one of them to give all my time and attention to, but between the two of them, I'm still feeling neglected. Damn, that's sad. You got two people and you still feel neglected?
Yeah.
And being that they are both so busy, I hate texting and calling either of them too much because I feel like I'm being a bother. Fix me! Also, is it a possibility that my psychoness for trying to find a relationship partner is related to the fact that it's cuffing season? Signed, Anonymous.
Well, Anonymous, nothing's wrong with you.
Yeah, nothing's wrong with you. You don't need to be fixed. You just want love and affection.
Yeah, especially if you're given it and they were both interested and engaged before.
And then suddenly it's taken away.
Yeah.
You're going to feel some type of way. Not saying they're bad for taking it away, but you're not bad for feeling a type
of way. Exactly. It makes sense. It makes total sense.
Exactly.
In terms of, I personally, I would try to move on from both of them, mm-hmm. you know, because if they're going to.
Yeah.
I always feel like if I'm giving a person more thought and energy than mm-hmm. they're willing to give me, mm-hmm. then it starts to bother me. I feel upset about it and I feel like I'm wasting my time.
Yeah.
And like, I know my time is worth more.
Yeah.
It's like this guy, like it's been 4 days since we had the BDSM conversation. I'm sure he's not like, oh, it's been 4 days since I forgot. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's why we gotta do an episode about being curved.
Yeah.
Because like, the other person just probably doesn't care.
Exactly. You know? You're not thinking about me. And here I am like, like, oh, man, I see the little blue dot on my phone. Is it you? Nope, it's just Sam.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to stop texting you now.
It's always you.
But, likewise.
But yeah, I would just try
all the time. Will you have sex with me on FaceTime? We gotta be, we gotta complete each other.
But yes, yeah. I think I'd say start pursuing other people.
Yeah,
or
I agree.
Or investing that time.
This might be a weird season too.
Or investing that time in yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Get better at something.
Yeah.
Unless you're good at everything.
Get good.
Yeah. Get good. Get good. Get good. Yeah, I was thinking that, like, how cuffing season is, like, a time where people usually say, let me just, like, eat all the treats or whatever with mm-hmm. whoever my partner is. Like, if you want to get in shape, work out.
Totally.
Spend that time doing that. I was doing that. I worked out a lot this week because everybody was curving me. I wasn't working out like I gotta look better because I think I look fine, but I was just like, sexual aggression.
Gotta get it.
Do 30 push-ups, motherfucker.
Oh, man. I also started working out this week. Or at least I'm trying to do like 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Of an Evan hour. So 3 hours. But like, I find that like when I'm immersed in something I enjoy, mm-hmm. like you just forget about like the petty, it's not petty bullshit. It's like, people being annoying to you and forgetting about you, all that stuff is, you know, it's not priority in your life.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it helps. I just reprioritize because you're like, oh, here's some other stuff. You know, when they're ready, I'm not walling myself off. It's just, okay, when you remember me.
Exactly.
But also, I understand the frustration because, like, I remember I was going to start a poem and it was going to be like, I do not exist to be rescheduled, canceled on, or forgotten about.
Oh!
That's how, and I was, like, annoyed. So, the anger is, it makes total sense.
Yeah, it's totally relatable anger. And this is coming from people who are actually in relationships.
Yeah.
So, we all feel your pain on this.
So,
yeah.
Do you, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
They're either, just wait until, and if, you know, if neither of them gives you that much attention ever again, it's like, okay. So then, you know, it's sad, but.
Yeah.
It was or, time for to end.
I wonder, I mean, how do you feel about this, like, giving not an ultimatum, but just being like, hey, so I'm going to move on now because things between us have become distant, and I just wanted to make that clear to you.
I love that idea. I totally love that. But I think it opens up
they're just gonna
pathway
bullshit
for
around.
Their bullshit.
Yeah, they're just going to bullshit around.
They'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry, babe.
Yeah.
and then you're stuck again. I think if you're going to move on,
you just got
to I think if you're going to say you're going to move on to make it clear to them, like,
you can't go back.
Yeah, don't leave it open. Don't be like, I'm going to move on in the next week or so. Or like, you know, if things don't get better, I'm going to move on.
Make an ultimatum. Just make it clear.
Yeah. That way, it's not having the closure.
Yeah.
You know, with this guy that texted me last night, I was like, because I sent him a long text about something and he just didn't respond. It's been weeks.
So fucking
And then,
annoying.
Yo.
So fucking annoying.
Pal, what's up?
Yeah, you're just going to pretend?
Yeah.
You're just going to pretend.
So
we both know. Yeah. That's why you gotta get an iPhone. Those red receipts, man.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I should get that.
Yeah. No, don't get an iPhone just for that reason. You gotta get it for
just
the slow-mo cam. That shit is lit.
Oh man.
Yeah.
We are filmmakers.
Yeah, so Anonymous, let me know how that goes.
Yeah.
So if you guys remember last week, we had Jackie, who was 24, who had that guy give her that proposal that he just wanted to give her head, drinks, and dinner. With no attachment or anything like that. He didn't want to date her. He didn't want to be friends with benefits. He just wanted to give her head, drinks, and dinner. And this is what came of that.
All right. So remember that boy who said he wanted to eat me out and buy me drinks? Well, yesterday I went to go Netflix and don't touch me with him. Let's start from the beginning. Love her. I took a cab and he paid for me. That's a plus. The first thing I noticed when I walked into his house was the smell.
Bum, bum, bum.
When I say it hits you, it hit me. At first, I didn't know what it was, but then I remembered that he has, like, 3 dogs and 2 cats. And the moment I sat down and breathed, I was like, yeah, I need to leave. But I decided to venture on. So, I walk into his room. Second thing, this supposedly grown man, he's a boy because he's 21, sleeps in a crib.
Bum, bum, bum.
No joke. It's like one of those transformative cribs that kind of transforms as your child gets older, but only reaches up to the age of 7, and they should get like a twin size bed or a regular size bed. Now, I'm used to niggas with twin size beds. Well, not used to, but I've dealt with a couple because, you know, times is hard when you're living at home. It's one thing to be a grown ass man sleeping in a twin size bed. It's another thing to be a grown ass man sleeping in a crib. So I was just like, oh, no, 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 no. You cannot be asking to eat my pussy in a crib. That's another t-shirt.
You cannot be asking to eat my pussy in a crib.
That's a t-shirt.
Lay it down for them one time.
It's just not going to work. So I took my shoes and coat off, but left my scarf on because my scarf smells good. I kind of wrapped around my nose.
He didn't notice. Exactly. He didn't take the hint.
She's like, whoo. We started watching a movie and we're cuddling in his crib. Another thing that was weird was the fact that within 5 minutes of meeting me, we went from two people that were texting, meeting for the first time, to two people that were talking. To him inviting my son over to his house to play video games with him and his sister. It was just so weird. I guess he found me attractive and that's how things moved along in his head. He was also legit offering me money and to take me shopping. In my head, I was like, my nigga, slow your roll. The way your house smells, you might not see me next week. Oh, the smell was just so bad. Later on, as I got used to it and we're cuddling, I realized that it's a mixture of his body odor. He didn't smell bad, just au naturel, like how you smell after the day goes by, which I didn't appreciate because I like men who know that they should wash their ass if I'm coming over. Yes. I'm never going to do her justice. But so the smell was a mixture of his body odor, probably plus the smell of his sweat from old gym clothes because he exercises a lot, plus the animals.
Bad combination.
It was wet dog plus sweat plus his natural smell concentrated to 0.5 million. So I stayed for only one movie, and I feigned like I was tired.
Feigned?
Fuck. I've been pronouncing that wrong my whole life. My whole fucking life.
Okay.
So I stayed for only one movie and feigned like I was tired. It was 3 a.m., and he told me I could stay over and that he'd cook me breakfast in the morning, and I was like, no, my nigga, I gotta go.
I gotta be out. Your house smells like shit, bro.
So he tried to kiss me before I left, but I declined because I don't kiss on first dates. But also, the smell of his house turned me off. He asked to take me out to dinner next week, and I'm not sure if I should see this man again. So advice, please.
No. Don't see him.
No.
Don't fucking see him.
No.
His house smells like ass, and he sleeps in a crib, bro.
I mean,
it's fucked up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even, like, if I was going to try something. Well, I guess he's a nice guy. Yeah. So he wanted to, like, let her be in a house, but I would just be like, try to fuck me in your car if you're gonna try to fuck me.
Exactly.
Not try to fuck you in your crib, man.
Especially if
it's weird, unless you like want to be diapered, which is a thing.
Which didn't, it's I fine. Don't think it
nah,
seemed like
it wasn't a diapering thing. Right? He just doesn't have a real bed.
Yeah, and that's like an intense way to break it to somebody.
Like, welcome to my nursery.
Exactly. Which is fine, just like, prepare me first?
It's painted light purple because my parents are feminists. Not pink or blue, but it is in fact a nursery.
It's very hot to me. Sexual liberation at a young age.
Yeah, don't see him again.
No.
I mean, like, if one day you, like, want dinner.
If you want dinner.
Yeah, and you're fine with that, and get some dinner, but, like, don't let him eat your pussy in a crib.
No.
Then you're gonna be the girl who...
You know what?
Let a guy eat your pussy in the crib.
What if he, like, you know how, like, people, like, tongue kiss their dogs?
You know, like, when dogs lick people on the mouth, and they just let it happen?
Yeah.
You don't
you
want
think he's
that.
He's one of those guys.
He has how many dogs? Two dogs? You don't want that.
Three dogs and two cats.
On your.
I
even
I don't
though
know
it's
if
very sterile.
His dog or not.
But he might. And dogs.
Anybody might kiss their dog, though.
I'm just saying he has a dog, so it's likely.
You're discriminating against this kid.
You know what?
This funky crib dwelling kid.
I just
sorry, bro.
Feel
man,
like...
if somehow he stumbles on this podcast, he's gonna fucking know this is about him.
Yeah.
Whoever this is. We don't know who it is, but...
No.
Like, it takes a certain kind of guy to, like, bring somebody into a funky-ass house.
He just
with
don't
a funky-ass
know.
Crib and ask them to eat their pussy.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. He sounds like a good guy, but, like, this is...
It's too much.
This is why last week I said it gives me pause, because there's gotta be... there's always a catch. Right. Nothing in life is that great, man.
It's the free,
sorry.
Yeah. Free... cuddling goose.
I wonder if the head is good or bad.
See, that's a reason
maybe
why you try
has
it.
So many exactly.
Just to see.
Maybe he has so many flaws in his life. He's like learned how to give like master head.
She goes to his. She opens his laptop and it's like, how do I give a girl the best head of her life? Like I want
to
be with somebody who's researched it like that.
Why was he looking that up? How to get a girl to like me without trying. What the fuck are you gonna do? You're already trying. You've looked it up.
Right? No, exactly. But that's what I would do. That's what I'd do. Or did, anyway, in middle school.
Yeah, that was me, like, 12 years old on girl.com. I need bleep bleep to like me. We gotta do an episode on high school
crushes.
How to
be a girl. Oh, like, man. I have stories. That was, like...
All of mine are sad.
It was curve season. Season of my life.
Yeah. Curve decade.
I was like, I just have a crush on you, so I wrote you this letter.
I know. Oh man.
I wrote so many letters.
My fucking poems in my journal, they were so sad all the time. They were so sad. For no reason.
When I look at him, I know everything is okay. Oh! Just made eye contact with this kid once per day, and I was like,
That's why I like this podcast. We were not cool girls.
No, not at all.
That's why it's interesting.
So this is from
Jelani. He's 25. So Jelani writes, and thank you, Jelani, for writing a question. We need guy questions. Send in your questions. We need some GNC questions. Send in your gender non-conforming questions. So Jelani writes, what are your thoughts about who pays for first dates? I was talking to this lady one time, and in jest I said, so when are you taking me out on a date? She responded, I don't take guys on dates. I was a little annoyed by that.
I would have been annoyed, too.
Yeah.
That's so
rude. At
least
play along. Jeez.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't take guys on dates. I don't know. I mean, I guess, no, you're not obligated to, but,
no,
like...
you don't have to do anything. Stay your race and die. Stay black and die. It's a piss poor joke. Anyway.
It's fine. But, yeah, I think that no one is obligated to...
No.
You could always split it. Like, me and John split... Yeah, we split our checks usually. Yeah. Unless it's like, okay, he paid for groceries, so I'm paying for this meal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a very sexist, misogynist. It's like, you know, when women didn't have that much income and guys were just paying for things and cars and houses and food.
Yeah.
Makes me think of that. It's like, I don't need you to pay for me. But also, I refuse, like, I would pay for a date for a guy, but, like, with the intention, like, if they were going to pay for the next one, I think, to keep it half and half. I would never just keep paying for
a lot
guy.
Of people say whoever asks for the date should pay.
Oh, I see.
Like, if you ask me out, you should
pay. Want to go here? I'm always prepared to pay. Oh,
I'm also always prepared to pay, but right now I'm unemployed, like, intentionally unemployed for, like, circumstances at home or whatever, but I just feel like if I'm broke, like, pay for me.
Yeah.
Like, help a sister out,
that's a
please.
Nice thing.
Yeah.
But it's
or,
all...
like, if you make more, pay for me.
If you make dramatically more.
Yeah, if you make dramatically.
Like, when I went out with, when I was working with one of the fuckboys, paid for my ramen. So if he ever hears this, he's gonna know who he is now. But yeah, I paid for my ramen. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
And I was so thankful.
I'm indebted to you forever.
It was like $10. I was like, this
Japanese
is just
noodles.
A lot for me. But
ramen is so
but
good.
Also when guys like rush to pay for things, like with fuckboy with large car, large house, large dick. Mm-hmm. afterwards,
large bank account too. Apparently.
Oh my gosh, he's a bartender at a large place.
Okay.
in a very large place, like a venue.
He makes a lot of money.
Yeah, that's why he's so rich. And but after sex and after a nap and after the John call and after another nap, woke up, drove me to the train because it was pretty far and it was pretty late or pretty early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And like he was like, I just need some coffee from the deli. So I went to the deli and I made myself like the worst coffee in the world. But I didn't want to like look stupid. Like I couldn't find the milk because I didn't want to be like. So I used a shitty creamer, and then like I put my milk on the counter, and the guy was like $1, and I was like reaching for my dollar, and I saw him also going into his wallet for $1, and I was just like, it's like here's a and I put my dollar out, but then he put his dollar out at the same time.
A competition.
He was like, no, I'm paying for this basically.
Battle of the dollars.
But then my response was, oh shit.
Did you say that out loud?
I said that out loud.
That's so you. And he was, oh shit, nigga making bread. I would have done that too.
It was
so awkward.
It was $1.
Ballin'.
But he laughed, so I felt great about it.
Okay,
I think I said, the other thing is I don't remember if I said thank you to him or not. I think I just
so
said,
he's not
oh
texting
shit.
You back. He's like, she's like,
but he's just
bitch.
Thanking me for the sex.
Yeah.
With $1. With the worst tea I ever had in my
transactional
life.
Transactional sex.
All right. Well, guys, that was...
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
And now we're going to close out this podcast. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode.
Yeah, I feel like it was a little meandering. Not our strongest.
Because cuffing season ain't shit to talk about. But yeah. We just wanted to get on the track.
Because there's no...
Next week will be better.
Yeah. There's no point of view.
We have no... We've never done it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come back like in May and tell you how our cuffing season went.
Word.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's glorious.
Yeah.
So yeah, guys, thanks for listening. Don't ever stop listening to us.
Tell your friends about us. I'm not saying go all crazy and like share us on the Facebook wall that nobody reads. But like, if you're like on the train and you're laughing, somebody's like, "What are you laughing at?" Being a real creep. Just tell them what you're laughing at. Or like at work when you're pretending to do work, just be like, "Hey, Bobby, listen to this podcast." Yeah. Tell the people that you're fucking so you guys can talk about us.
Exactly.
While you're having sex.
I want to be the first thing you think about.
If you've had sex with us, you got to share this at least once.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Except the
what? I gave with you my poontangest.
The poonulatongus.
The poonulatongus.
I guess that's it.
Once again, we're Slam Power Productions. You can follow us on YouTube at Slam Power Productions. Take a look at some of our work. Follow us on Facebook so you can, like, not like any of the shit that we post.
Yeah.
Slam Power Productions as well. Instagram and Twitter, Slam_Pow.
Yeah.
I'm Slam. Oh. You can find me. I'm Sam. You can find me at It's Slam, ITS/SLAM.
And I'm Shanika. You can find me at Shanika Powell. Everyone knows my last name.
Everyone does know your last name.
Shanika Powell.
It's all stupid.
At Shanika Powell, S-H-A-N-I-K-A-P-O-W-E-L-L.
Very open and honest. Very open and honest.
I could have made that up, though. Yeah, I didn't go. It's my last name.
It's not a real last name.
Where do I live?
Slam Powell.
Philadelphia. Bye.
I'm going to leave you off with a little something sexy.
Whether it's you, the male, or the female, that's the way you can be like, man, I'm having rich sex now. I had my watch on while I had sex. And you might not have a watch with ice on it, but in your own world, you can have rich sex.